ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、夏子です。Hi everyone, I'm 夏子。
Welcome to Lower Beginners Season 1, Lesson 8. What's wrong with this Japanese spoon? Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、夏子です。Hi everyone, 夏子 here.
So 夏子, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we are going to learn how to use adjectives to describe nouns, like a delicious meal or a pretty girl.
And where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
In a cafeteria where Ken Wood and a colleague are having lunch.
All right, let's listen to the dialogue.
Sakana 定食
カレーライスと冷たいお茶ください。
水とお茶はセルフサービスです。あそこにあります。
はい。
お待たせしました。カレーライスです。
このスプーン、すみません、きれいなスプーンください。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
魚定食。
カレーライスと冷たいお茶ください。
水とお茶はセルフサービスです。あそこにあります。
はい。
お待たせしました。カレーライスです。
このスプーン、すみません、きれいなスプーンください。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
魚定食。
The fish set lunch.
カレーライスと冷たいお茶ください。
Curry and rice and cold tea, please.
水とお茶はセルフサービスです。あそこにあります。
Water and tea are self-serve. They're over there.
はい。
Okay.
お待たせしました。カレーライスです。
Sorry for the wait. Here's your curry and rice.
このスプーン。
This spoon.
すみません。きれいなスプーンください。
Excuse me, please give me a clean spoon. So, Natsuko, we heard a really important word in the dialogue.
What's that?
定食
Ah, set meal. Yes, this is an important word for those who like their food. This is the most common style of meal in Japan.
A 定食 often comes in a lacquer tray and has a main dish, a bowl of rice, miso soup, and one or more side dishes.Such as a small salad or Japanese pickles.
It's usually cheaper to order a teishoku than to order the same dishes individually. So, people who are watching their pennies, such as students and salarymen, often have teishoku for lunch.
Japanese restaurants often have a variety of lunch teishoku, and sometimes they have what's called higawari teishoku, which changes depending on the day of the week.
There are also teishokuya, which are restaurants that specialize in set meals.
All right, now let's move on to this lesson's vocabulary. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
魚
fish.
魚
Next is
カレーライス
Japanese curry and rice.
カレーライスカレーライス
Next we have
冷たい
Cold, to the touch. Chilly, icy.
冷たい冷たい
Next is
お茶
Tea, usually green tea.
お茶お茶
Next we have
ください
Please give me. Please do for me.
ください ください
Next is
スプーン
Spoon.
スプーン Spoon.
And the last word is
きれい
Beautiful.
きれいきれい
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's the first word we're looking at today?
セルフサービス
Self-serve. Now, this is a Japanese-English word, or 和製英語, made with the English words self and service. It's used to refer to a system in a restaurant in which the customers help themselves to something. For example, a buffet, water, cold or hot tea, or coffee. Okay, and the next word is?
It's a phrase.お待たせしました。
Thank you for waiting, or I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. We heard the waitress say this when she brought the orders to the table.
That's right. This is keigo, or a polite and respectful phrase used to someone with higher social status. In Japan, the customer is god. So you'll hear it very often in Japanese shops and restaurants.
Right, even if you haven't been waiting long at all, it's just part of polite Japanese customer service.Okay, Natsuko, next word.
It's この
This. In the dialogue, we heard Ken say
このスプーン
This spoon. Remember in Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 11, we learned the words for this, that, and that over there.
これ、それ、あれ
And we also learned the word for which.
どれ
Those words can be used on their own to replace a noun. But この and its partner words,that noun over there, which noun?
その、あの、どの
These have to be followed by a noun. For example, if Ken wanted to say, this spoon is dirty, he would say,
このスプーンは汚いです。
But if he wanted to just say, this is dirty, indicating the spoon, he would say,
これは汚いです。
All right, got that? Great. Now let's take a look at the lesson focus.In this lesson, we're going to learn how to use adjectives directly in front of nouns to say, for example, a pretty girl or a clean room. Okay, Natsuko, so how do we begin?
As you learned in Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 15, you can use adjectives with the structure noun wa adjective des, which means noun is adjective.
That's right. In this lesson, however, we'll be changing this pattern to just say adjective plus noun.
First, we have to explain that there are two types of adjectives in Japanese language called e adjectives and na adjectives.
Right, and this refers to the ending of the adjective. Can we have some examples of e adjectives?
高い
expensive
安い
cheap
汚い
dirty. As you can hear, they all end in e. Okay, so what about na adjectives?
きれいな
Beautiful, clean. Be careful of this one. Although it sounds like an e adjective, it's actually a na adjective.
簡単な
Easy.
大切な
Important or precious. There are more examples in the lesson notes, but you can see that the endings of e and na adjectives are different. But when describing a noun with an adjective, this doesn't affect the pattern.Now, Natsuko, can we have an example of first how to use an e adjective to describe a noun? For example, how would we say a delicious set meal?
おいしい定食
You just stick the noun directly after the adjective. You don't need anything to connect them. Now, listeners, listen and repeat. A delicious set meal.
おいしい定食
Now, listeners, try saying a delicious set meal in Japanese.
おいしい定食
Great. Now let's try it with a na adjective. What's the word for clean again, Natsuko?
きれいな
And the word for spoon?
Spoon. So if you want to say a clean spoon, it would be きれいな spoon.
Please repeat after Natsuko.
きれいなスプーン。
Now listeners, try saying a clean spoon in Japanese.
きれいなスプーン。
Okay, now let's introduce a different point here really quickly. If you remember, in Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 5, we learned how to ask for something by saying item plus お願いします.
Noun plus ください means almost the same as item plus お願いします. But ください implies give me item. The usage is the same as お願いします.You can use this simply by putting ください after the item you like to ask for. For example, a spoon please would be spoon ください.
Now let's combine asking for something with the phrases we learned earlier. Here's an example we heard in the dialogue.
きれいなスプーンください.
Please give me a clean spoon. Now let's try saying hot tea please or please give me hot tea. First, do you remember the word for tea?
お茶.
Now, the word for hot in Japanese is atsui. We first touched on this in Lesson 15 of Absolute Beginner Season 1. So you can talk about the weather being hot or something being hot to the touch. However, we don't use this word when talking about a hot drink. Instead, we would use
温かい.
Right. This literally means warm, but this is the appropriate word to use when talking about a hot drink. 温かい can be a bit of a tongue twister, but 頑張って.Listen and repeat. Hot.
温かい.
Now let's put it together with the word for tea and say hot tea.
温かいお茶.
Now listeners, listen and repeat. Hot tea.
温かいお茶.
All right, now let's add the phrase for please.
温かいお茶ください。
And now we have the whole sentence. Listeners, listen and repeat. Hot tea, please.
温かいお茶ください。
Now, listeners, try saying hot tea, please, in Japanese. Okay, great. Now let's do one more. How about using a na adjective this time?
Let's practice the sentence we saw in the dialogue.
Okay, and that one was, a clean spoon, please. So, clean, again, is?
きれいな.
And spoon is?
Spoon.
So put those together and?
きれいなスプーン.
Now let's add the please.
きれいなスプーンください。
And now we have the whole sentence. Listeners, listen and repeat. A clean spoon, please.
きれいなスプーンください。
Now, listeners, try saying a clean spoon, please, in Japanese.
きれいなスプーンください。
Okay, well, that about does it for this lesson.
How did you find the lesson?
We have a more complete list of adjectives in the lesson notes, so please be sure to check those out. All right, see you next time.
じゃあ、また。
魚定食。
カレーライスと冷たいお茶ください。
水とお茶はセルフサービスです。あそこにあります。
はい。
お待たせしました。カレーライスです。
このスプーン。すみません。きれいなスプーンください。